blood was not wringing his hands. He designed those horrific days, too, to be a pointer to the judge who would rule perfectly, subdue his enemies totally, and bring the unparalleled blessing of obedience to God's word. The Israelites lived in the land, yes, but there was a better country coming still, a heavenly one. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. In that place, their longing for God's fullness would be met. But then, even in Canaan, they would live with a homesickness that would be cured only in eternity. This is the way God has written his story. Those who deserve death and eternal punishment receive life by grace. The book of Judges is a record of God's grace to his people. He gave them judge after judge to deliver them from the hands of their enemies. But did his lavish display of forbearing kindness prompt his people to repent? For a little while, yes, but ultimately, no. The final scene in the book depicts the brutal gang rape and murder of a helpless woman. And then the last line of Judges hits us like a ton of bricks. Judges chapter 21, verse 25. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. We who live in countries with some semblance of order cannot fully understand what this is like. The law of the jungle, so to speak, is a mild way to put it. Not a single family in the nation was blameless. These chapters describe the worst of times. We read them and weep. But know that your tears will be mingled with glimmers of hope. As it was in those days of horror, it is today. If you are alive today, no matter how horrible your circumstances, the fact of life is evidence that points to an Almighty God's patience and his promise to one day fill the earth with work.